Oakland is a library town. The city's got nearly two dozen, including a Toole Lending Library in the basement of the Temescal branch. So when the city council considered closing some branches to fill a budget gap back in 2011, people were not happy. They got organized. You can hear them chanting in this recording from a protest that year in downtown Oakland. 16 people were arrested that day, sending a message that people love their public libraries. The city council heard that message and kept the libraries open. This week, we're taking a look at what makes libraries so valuable. Today, we're going to focus on what they offer kids. We'll start at Oakland's Lakeview branch, where children aren't being read aloud to, they're doing the reading, to an audience you might not expect. From Mills College in Oakland, reporter Violet Angel has more.
Three kids are sitting on the ground with brightly colored books in their hands. It might be hard to hear, but they're each reading out loud. To a dog. 10-year-old Margarita came to the program today for the first time. She just finished reading to an Australian Shepherd.
Well, I read to Griffin. I read Fly Guy, Bad Dog, Johnny Boo, and Dog's ABC to him, and he really liked it.
Is it more fun reading out loud to dogs than to grown-ups?
Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty good at reading.
Yeah, I think I'm really good, but when it comes to, like, reading out loud, like, I could read to a dog, but, like, in public, no. Like, I could, but I just stutter a lot.
Which is precisely the point of this program called Pause to Read. Leal Charnot's the director of the program, and he says the dogs can have a calming effect on children.
The concept behind the Pause to Read program in general is that some children may have a hard time reading when they're in the presence of teachers or parents. And with the Pause to Read program, dogs are fairly neutral. Children don't feel apprehensive when they read to a dog.
He kept putting his paw up to, like, the book, and, like, he was laying on me, like, he was looking at the book, like, seemed like he was actually, like, he could understand, like, exactly what I was saying.
Are you going to come back?
Yes.
6-year-old Kira read to Griffin, too. That's the same dog Margarita did. Kira's a shy little girl who was hiding behind her mother when I first approached her. But after reading with the dogs for a while, she announced to her mother that she was ready to talk to me.
What kind of book did you read today?
I read Elephant and Peggy, and one where she blows a trumpet. Then I read a comic. Then I read... one where the two girls go to a fair, and that's all.
Do you have a favorite dog?
Griffin.
And why is he your favorite?
Because he listens very well, and he's really nice to me.
It sounds so simple, but isn't that what we all look for in a companion? Someone nice who knows how to listen.
And Griffin has lots of fans.
That's volunteer Ben Westheimer.
He's an exceedingly friendly dog to everything but squirrels.
Westheimer and Griffin have been helping kids become better readers for the last 5 years.
The Dr. Seuss books are very popular, and he's heard the same ones dozens of times. Doesn't seem to get tired of it.
Westheimer first got Griffin at an animal shelter. He's brought him up as the family pet and then certified the dog through Therapy Pets of California. All of the Pause to Read dogs have been trained to be around children. Not only do the dogs help the kids overcome shyness, the children begin to associate reading and the library with the positive feelings a dog provides. Miriam Meadows, the children's librarian, oversees the program at the Lakeview branch and has seen its effects firsthand.
I've also seen certain kids, as they engage with the program, their relationship to reading has shifted. There's one kiddo who's in the room right now, so I'll keep my back to him. When he first started coming to pause, he was really distracted and would take forever to choose his book, and he would really drag his feet getting to the reading part. And now he comes bursting into the room with books in hand, trying to show me what books he has. He's so excited.
And it's not just the children who discover something new. Gail's a retired English teacher and now a volunteer at Pause to Read. She says that after 30 years of correcting students, she's realized there are different ways of learning.
When I first started, I didn't know that you weren't supposed to help unless they ask. So I've learned that you really just kind of disappear and wherever the child is at, you know, there's something about the non-judgmental quality of a dog that seems to be somewhat magical.
And she says that magic is really about connecting.
That's pretty amazing, I think, in this day and age, for that bond to take place. Like he knows now that she's his person for a while.
This opportunity for connection instead of correction is not always found in schools, but clearly many children benefit from this style of learning. Pause to Read only operates 4 months a year for now. Advocates are hoping for more funding to continue and expand the program. For Mills College, I'm Violet Angel.